Backseat Box Office, episode number 2. Hey, and welcome to Backseat Box Office. My name is Tony Mast. I'm one of the Backseat producers. And if you're just joining us for the first time, what this show is about is I do a little bit of box office analysis and box office speculation. So I'm going to jump right in. If you want to find out more about exactly what's going on, check out the last episode. It was the first one, so it kind of explains everything. But in my first episode, I went ahead and did a little bit of analysis, speculation for what I thought would be happening in the week coming up. And so the first thing I'm going to do is take a look at last week's box office. I'll start off by giving my predictions, and what I predicted the box office to look like was number one, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. Number two, Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. Number three, You Again. Number four, The Town. And number five, Easy A. I was a little off. I will say that. It was my first time, so I've learned a few things, and I'm gonna take a few more variables into consideration when I give my speculation for this week's box office numbers. Now, the way it really did shake out, number one was Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, and number two was Legend of the Guardians. I got the first two right. There's where I fell apart. And if you listened to last week's episode, I actually waffled, and I was thinking of putting The Town at number three and You Again at number four. I wish I would have stuck with that, because The Town did come in at number three. Easy A, which was not new last week, it came in at number four. You Again was all the way in at number five. What I realized was, as I should have taken a closer look at some of the reviews, The Town and Easy A were very highly reviewed, very high on the Rotten Tomatoes score. You Again was at the bottom of the barrel. It was not reviewed well at all. So I'm going to take things like reviews, early reviews, into consideration. A lot of people do look at reviews. Some people don't. Some people have no taste for reviews. In fact, they find that they actually feel opposite of some reviewers, and that's valid. I don't really have a problem with that. The thing is there are a lot of people that take a lot of stock in them, and if a movie is very poorly reviewed, they just won't see it. And especially in a tight economy, you don't want to go and waste $25-$30 just to walk through the door, let alone getting any kind of refreshment while you're there. If it's you and you're taking someone with you, even if you're going by yourself, you could easily spend $20-$25 just going by yourself and getting yourself a popcorn and a soda. It can happen. So that said, I'm going to move on to the new movies coming out this week. This week coming out, we have... I lost it. There it is. The big release this week looks like it's going to be Social Network. It's being very highly reviewed. It's opening on more theaters than the other major releases coming out this week. It's opening on 2,700 screens, not as many as the big two that came out last week, but still a fairly good number of screens. The other two films coming out, and The Social Network is the Aaron Sorkin scripted movie that is about the beginnings of Facebook. I have a feeling this movie is going to do really well at the box office. A lot of people are on Facebook. A lot of people are interested in Facebook. And the Facebook founder has made himself quite a name, and not in the best of ways all the time. So, let's see, moving on. The next two films we have, both of them are horror movies. One's a horror thriller called Case 39, and the other is a vampire horror movie called Let Me In. I'll be honest, I haven't really looked up a lot of information on these movies. Horror is not generally a genre that I seek out. I'll admit that. So I'm not as familiar with these movies. That said, looking at the reviews, Let Me In is getting some pretty decent reviews. It right now on Rotten Tomatoes, it's rated an 83%, where Case 39 has got a 22%. I am going to take that into consideration when giving my picks this week. Another interesting thing to note, Let Me In is only being released on just over 2,000 screens, where Case 39, which is not getting as good reviews, is being released on 2,200 screens. I looked at this earlier in the week, and they were almost the same. So I think Paramount Vantage, the distributor of the movie, is getting this movie on more screens to try and lift up its box office total. I'm not sure if it's going to be able to do it. This week's going to be an interesting one. We've got a couple of movies that are in their second and third week at the box office, kind of slipping in the total numbers. We've got some fairly weak new releases coming out. So it's going to, I think this is going to be an interesting one, and I don't hold much hope for picking the exact top five, exactly how it's going to shake out. I will say that I think You Again is gone. I think it's off the list. I don't think that one's going to be on the table at all. I have to say that I think this week, Easy A is probably going to drop off the list. Even if it only sees another 40% loss in box office, that's going to mean that it still only took in $6 million. And there's still some fairly good competition with the three movies that are still in release, Wall Street, Legend of the Guardian, and The Town, that I think the new three probably are going to bump Easy A completely off the list of the top five. This is where it gets interesting. The Town has been consistently making better money since the weekend than Legends of the Guardian. So I have a feeling Legends of the Guardian is going to drop probably considerably, even if it has a 40 to 50% drop in its box office totals. That's looking at, you're talking $8 to $10 million total take. I don't know if that's going to necessarily be good enough to stay in the top five. I think The Town will stay in the top five, though. I think it's got a good shot to stay in the top five. So that said, let me go ahead and break down how I think it's going to happen. The number one slot, I'm going to have to give it to The Social Network. I think there's enough interest in Facebook. The movie is getting very well reviewed. Sorkin has a huge fan base as a writer from his television career, his movies. I think he's got enough of a following to help this movie, even if it weren't about a very popular subject. Facebook is a very popular site. It gets lots of hits. It's something that more people than you would think would relate to, because there's a lot of people who are on Facebook and using it, and they might be interested in seeing, you know, about its rise. So number one, I'm gonna have to go with The Social Network. Number two is a little tougher. Number two, I don't know that Wall Street is going to be able to maintain its place in the box office as well, especially if there's a good, strong horror movie contender coming out in October, which we have in Let Me In. It's being well reviewed enough. It's got some nice, creepy commercials. I think this one could take the second place spot. I don't believe, however, that Case 39 will be in third. I don't think the new movie is going to hold its place. I think it's going to fall toward the bottom of the list. That said, you know, we've got Wall Street. I think Wall Street is probably going to come in. I really have to say Wall Street is going to take the third spot. The Town could surprise me. The Town is still doing consistently well. It's making good money even through midweek. It could be a surprise. I think it could surprise me and take number three. I don't think so, though. I think Wall Street will take number three. I think The Town has been out long enough that most people who want to see it have seen it. That said, I think Wall Street will take number three. The Town, I'm going to give number four. I think this is tough. Legends, The Guardian, or Case 39 is the fifth spot. There's really not a strong movie out right now for young audiences. I'm going to have to say Legends of the Guardian is one that that should probably stay in the top five. I'm not confident that Case 39 is going to be able to even crack the top five in its opening weekend. So that said, what my picks are: number one, The Social Network; number two, Let Me In; number three, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps; number four, The Town; number five, Legend of the Guardians. And I don't think Case 39, which opens this week, will even crack the top five. So there you have it. There are my picks for this coming weekend. It is Friday about noon, so I'm going to be posting this episode shortly. So I don't have any foresight. I don't have any inside knowledge. I don't have any information about what's going on at the box office right now as we speak. All I've got is just some speculation and some ideas of how this is all going to shake out. Thank you for listening. I apologize for this maybe having a rougher sound. I will probably go back and edit this episode later, but I'm in a rush. I'm heading to a local convention, and I should actually have been on the road by now, and I still need to put things in the car. So that's it. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Get out and catch a movie or two. There are some good ones available right now in the theaters, and get out and have a good time. Thanks.